couple of days before the draft and another week of the Buffalo Bills voluntary offseason conditioning program for the veterans. One of those veterans is live on the line with us right now. He's been here for a few weeks getting set for his third season in the NFL. Bills cornerback Ron Brooks joins us live on the line. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
What's going on? How you doing?
Great. Thanks very much for being on the air with us tonight. Tell me about week three, and it's a little bit different now, phase two of the offseason conditioning program, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We're getting doing a little bit more field work and learning the playbook a little bit more on the field. So definitely different than the beginning part of the offseason training, but it's definitely going good.
What were the first couple of weeks like? Was it all just conditioning?
No, we were conditioning in the classroom, finding the new playbook on the field. I mean, not on the field, off the field. Just really learning the terminology and the calls.
And from what I understand now, with this new week and phase two of the offseason program, the coaches can be on the field with you, and you do individual, like, position-specific drills now, right?
Yeah, today was actually our first day getting on the field with the coaches and doing field work with the coaches and learning more specific things pertaining to the playbook.
All of this, of course, is governed and overseen by the collective bargaining agreement, Ron. Do you think it serves the game well to sort of gradually ease you and your rest of your teammates into the program like this?
I think it does help, especially for the guys that are just getting here and getting acclimated with the team and learning the new playbook. It just really helps everybody learn the playbook together and slow things down so everything isn't so fast-paced the closer you get to the season.
Hey, Ron, you guys have some continuity back there in the defensive backfield. I would imagine you were pretty happy that Coach Henderson stuck around where a lot of other of the defensive staff left to go to Cleveland, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Coach Donnie Henderson, that's a great coach. He's a great guy. And I really learned a lot from him. So I was glad to know that he stayed and felt like he had something special going on with our secondary.
Yeah, why is that? Why every one of you guys in the defensive backfield says the same thing? What does he do to build that sense that there's something special, that you're a special, kind of unique group back there, Ron?
Donnie, he's a great coach, and he brings a lot of things that us younger players, he's forgotten more things than we've all learned together. So, you know, we take the things that he said, and he's brought a lot of things, technique-wise, learning playbooks and studying skills and study habits and things that we can really use on the field as well as off the field.
Hey, Ron, what did you think about the switch of coordinators? And I'm sure you've had a couple of meetings already with the new coordinator, Jim Schwartz. What do you think of him and the kind of defense that he's going to ask you guys to play?
My personal feeling on the coaches, I like how Jim Schwartz. He's an aggressive coach. Definitely his progress that he made with taking Detroit, you know, from not being in the playoffs for a while, such as we have been, and taking that team and being in the playoffs consecutive years, you know, and making that franchise an even better franchise than what it was. So we just look forward to it.
Around the line.
Yeah,
no, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Just bringing his knowledge and bringing his skill set that he brings with him to our defense.
Around the line with Bills cornerback Ron Brooks getting set for his third season with the Buffalo Bills, fourth-round pick a couple of years ago. Each of the first two seasons, Ron, you've been forced to the sidelines with a foot injury. The rookie year, it came in training camp. Last year, it came after the first week. Do you feel a little bit snake-bit through your first couple of years in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've had a tough, you know, beginning to the beginning of my first and second year. And I worked really hard to try to make sure that I stay healthy and keep myself from having to deal with any kind of injuries like that, like I've been dealing with the past 2 years.
What can you do, though? I mean, the first year, your rookie year, you broke a bone, essentially, like a toe in your foot, right? How do you prevent that from happening?
It's nothing really you can do to prevent from breaking bones. You know, just make sure you take care of your body and just make sure you take care of the things that's going on with you. If you have any aches and pains and things like that, just making sure you take care of them and get the little problems taken care of, really.
When you got hurt last year after, the first week after the New England game, did you feel like there was a missed opportunity for you to kind of take the next step in your second season in the NFL?
in a way, with it happening my rookie year, and then it also happening again at the beginning of the season last year. It felt like I kind of got put behind the eight ball a little bit, but you know, I worked my way back into the defense and got a chance to play a little bit. But this year, I'm just looking forward to staying healthy and going back out there and competing with the guys that I have in my room.
One thing you did last year was contribute on special teams. You're one of the top special teams players the Bills had last year. That's got to be something you look forward to again this year, I would think.
Oh, most definitely. I've always been a special teams guy and love special teams. A lot of people don't think too much of special teams, but I think otherwise. You know, special teams is a way that you can get an edge on an opponent and really help your defense or your offense, you know, flip the momentum of the game.
You played special teams at LSU, right? Didn't you have like block kicks all the time at LSU playing college football?
Not more so block kicks, but just down in the ball inside the 20, getting tackled inside the 20, and just using my athleticism and getting out there and making plays, helping my team win.
On defense, Ron, your rookie year when you played, they used you a lot at the nickel corner. Last year, they used Nickel Roby a lot at the nickel corner. Does it matter to you inside, outside nickel or outside corner? Does it matter to you? Is there one spot where you're most comfortable out there defensively?
Not really. I feel like my athleticism allows me to play inside and outside, whether it be corner or nickel. So being inside or outside really doesn't bother me.
It's a different game out inside, isn't it, with all the traffic and picks and teams trying to screen you off your man. I would think it's a lot different inside.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially the same thing as corner. At corner, you're on the island. Being in nickel, you have a little bit more help from your linebackers and your linemen being there. But essentially, it's just about the same thing.
We're with Ron Brooks, Bills cornerback, drafted in the fourth round a couple of years ago from LSU. When you were at LSU, you played with a lot of really good cornerbacks, including a guy. I was talking to a friend of mine who works for the Cardinals the other day, Ron, and he was mentioning how Tyrann Mathieu a year ago was like a controversial pick. The guy's done nothing but been a really good player and a really good a citizen out there in Arizona. What do you know about him, and are you close with him at all?
Oh yeah, definitely. When I was in college and when he came in, we were all, you know, a tight knit group. Me, Tyron, Pat Peterson, Morris Claiborne, a lot of us guys that are in the league now. We all played together and we formed a tight knit group. We were like brothers out there. So Tyron is he was always around the ball, making plays on the ball, and that's just in his nature, his character. He may be a smaller player than a lot of guys on the field, but he found a way to make plays and always played with a lot of heart and a lot of ferociousness, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, there's a couple of LSU players in this year's draft class that you may know a thing or two about. Tell us about Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receiver. What do you think of him?
That's like my little brother, man. Odell is one heck of an athlete. You know, he when he goes out, he just gives it his all every time. And his athleticism, his speed, you can just see it in every play that he tries to go out and he tries to make something happen. And another, you know, compliment to Odell was Jarvis Landry. And those two were a great tandem at LSU, as everybody saw this past season. So not to take away from Odell or Jarvis, but Odell is a heck of a player. You know, his father played at LSU, was a track star. That's just his background, you know.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I don't know how much you talked to him. A month or two ago, not many people knew his name. Now people are talking about Odell Beckham Jr. being, you know, a top 15, 16 pick in the draft. He'll probably be in the first half of the draft on Thursday, don't you think?
Definitely, deservingly so. You know, he went out there and he played every game and gave it his all and made big plays a lot of the times. You know, and from the time he stepped on the field as a freshman, you could just see his competitiveness, his willingness to go out there and learn and get better every weekend. I think if people really go back and watch his film, you see him get better through the years, from his rookie year at LSU through his last year, which was this year, him deciding to come out. You know, you can just see his progression and how well he got each and every week.
Hey, Ron, there's a lot of people interested in the LSU quarterback, Zach Mettenberger. What do you know about him? What can you tell us about him?
That dude has a cannon for an arm, you know. he ran into an unfortunate situation down in Georgia, but, you know, he got a second chance, and I think he's really made the most of his second chance. He learned a lesson, and he's really gone out there, and he's gotten better and didn't let his injury hold him back and from doing anything that he wanted to do. Just went out there and showcased his talent each and every week.
I wonder, you know, we're only 2 years removed from the day you were drafted by the Buffalo Bills, fourth-round pick a couple of years ago. Do you think back about that this time of year, Ron, about what that was like to go through the draft a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah. I think anybody that is in the league, they always think about it. Their opportunity that they got when the draft came around, you know, it's just a hard thing not to reminisce on.
What do you recall most about that day? If you were a fourth rounder, that meant you were probably got the call around noontime on Saturday, I guess, huh?
Right, the second day. I mean, you know, everybody wants to go in the first round and on that first day, but I just have to stay patient and just believe in God that everything was gonna happen when it was ready to happen. So, you know, I was able to get an opportunity with the Bills and got on up here and just been playing football up here and doing the thing that I love to do most.
Hey, Ron, we appreciate you spending time with us tonight. Thank you very much. Good luck in the conditioning program that continues this week. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Ron Brooks, Bills cornerback, fourth-round pick out of LSU a couple of years ago. You heard him talk about some of his former LSU teammates, some of whom already in the league, others getting set to come into the league this year, and about the voluntary offseason conditioning program, the Bills in Phase 2. Of the voluntary offseason conditioning program for the next couple of weeks. And in this phase, the coaching staff can get out on the field for some individual position-specific drills. They're not game planning. They're not running plays, full team stuff yet. But it is a new phase of the offseason conditioning program that started today here at One Bills Drive and around the league.